the Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Welcome back to the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider, your host as always, and this is episode 146 of our show, our second of the 2025-2026 academic calendar, and sports are off and running. We had our first home events on Thursday evening here in Wichita, and we'll talk plenty about those home soccer matches today with both head coaches and one student-athlete guest from our women's soccer program. We've also got some volleyball results to get to and a whole lot of events on the calendar in the coming week as we really dive into the schedule as things get kicking off here in the month of September. But I'm so excited to talk about all of that with you today. I can't do that, though, without reminding you where to get this podcast. It's available wherever you want. Start at newmanjets.com/podcasts. There's a link there to Spotify, to TuneIn, to Apple Podcasts, everything you could possibly need for this podcast. I know everybody's got their preferences on where or how they listen to podcasts, but start at newmanjets.com/podcasts and then takes you wherever you need to go. And you can even find this on our Newman Jets app, which, by the way, is free to download. Search Newman Jets and download that app today for live stats, audio streams, podcasts, post-game recap articles, pre-game write-ups, everything for Jets athletics. It can all be found in one place there. And again, that's the Newman Jets app. But enough of my yapping. You don't want to hear me just talk into the void today. I promise you that. We've got great guests as always. We'll start off with head men's soccer coach Victor Dominguez as he talked with us following the men's soccer match against West Texas A&M on Thursday night. Unfortunately, the Jets fell in that one 1-0, but a very positive first showing of the season for the Jets there, and they've got big goals this season after last year's success that we talk plenty about with Coach Dominguez coming up in just a little bit. We'll also again visit with head women's soccer coach Dylan Gruntzel after a commanding 4-1 win over William Jewell last night at Wilkins Field. We'll talk with Delphine Sosu, who had two goals in that victory for the Jets women's soccer team as well. And a whole lot more coming up on the JetCast. This is episode 146 here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back into the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with men's soccer head coach Victor Dominguez. And coach, beautiful weather to start off the season. I know, you know, you and the guys were so excited to get back after the way last year went. I mean, such great progress a season ago, such big steps. And now you get the opportunity with this new team for another journey, but big goals still, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think last year we set the standard and the bar really high, and I think everybody came in to preseason. I think the women's team just scored right now. That's another positive for our program. I think everybody came in, off that high from last year with massive goals for us to, you know, continue to strive for greatness and achieve more.
Well, you hear behind us, you mentioned the women's team scoring, but it was a great environment, always great support out here for your team. It was really loud, and the fans were in it the whole match. How much energy does that give you and your team when you've got an environment like this for your home matches?
No, I think that's, you know, in any level, any division, I think the fans are what makes the teams play. Like, you know, if anything, it just becomes a training match when it's nice and quiet and just peaceful, and you just hear maybe my voice shouting. So it's an extra boost, you know, like even right now for the women's team, like all the coaches are here, you know, teams are here supporting. For our game, it was a great environment, and it continues to push our players to want to do better. Some for embarrassment, but always to do better.
Well, the team, you know, there's a lot of new faces and a lot of guys that are coming back off of last year's team. How do you kind of find the roles for these players? I know it's still early and you're kind of playing with some things, but what's your vision for how this team will kind of come together?
Yeah, I think from the staff to myself, we're very clear on, you know, our game model and philosophy, both philosophy on how we want to coach and how we want to play the game. And it's just that. It's just getting guys to buy in and trust that process. And, you know, we've been here now a little over a month. So it's just seeing guys day in, day out, and continue to compete with each other. But, you know, for the common goal of the collective and united the whole way. So now it's just seeing, you know, who can step up on the games that actually matter.
Well, you mentioned, you know, it's been just about a month. That's not a lot of time to really get things figured out. And I know it's kind of always like a learning process throughout the course of a whole season.
For sure.
But where do you feel like this team has improved the most since they've gotten on campus here this fall?
I think it's just the unity, to be honest. I know we can talk about the football aspect of attacking, defending, and all of those things, but just the unity of it all and the culture of this program, to me, it's massive. From day one, guys are just interacting and, you know, being supportive to one another, and just, you know, they're all hanging out. And, you know, sometimes we do, you know, walk around the locker room just to kind of hear how the conversations are going, especially, you know, after training when maybe things got a little, you know, rough, or, you know, today after the game and stuff. But, man, there's even today after the result, I didn't even have to say much because the guys were extremely, you know, supportive of one another and believing in the process and what we have coming ahead for us. And, you know, that's great to see, because I think to me personally, culture is the hardest thing to coach, because I can do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, you move here and you move there and the ball needs to go here. And, you know, whether they like me or they like their teammates, they might just do it because they want to play. But, you know, having the guys to actually be committed to the program, to the team, to each other, and be united and just have that chemistry and that bond with each other, I think that's, you know, that's the unteachable thing. And, you know, it's always great when you have that. And now it's like, all right, let's keep that same unity on the field and let's fight for each other and let's fight for the individual and the collective goal.
Now, since we're so new to the season, and like you said, there's a lot of pieces you're still kind of figuring out here with this just being the first match. But for the fans that listen, who are some guys to keep an eye out for here early in the season?
Well, if we're going returners first, I mean, Gabriel played out of position last season, and he still put up, you know, 7-8 goals. So Now he gets to play at his favorite number nine, so I expect him to put in quite a few in the back of the net. Gustavo was top 10 in the nation last year for assist, so I think he's going to be a massive, massive player for us. Obviously, I think Cam is one of my favorite players. He's the quiet player on the field because he just does the basics, but I think he does the basics second to none. But then we have some newcomers, like Kay came to us in the spring, and you know he scored against a couple D1s, and he was just all out, just scoring so many goals and just been helping us offensively. And just all around the pitch, we have so many other players that are coming in. Eduardo has just been a massive help, and he came also in the spring, and now he's one of our captains and leaders. And then in the back line, Gibran as well, like he's our captain this year. And I think he was very solid last year, the partnership with him and Gael. Unfortunate, Gael's ACL, but Gibran now step up into that role, and it's just exciting to see and hopeful for the best this year.
Absolutely. It's so exciting, and I know, you know, that first match, it's not the first time this group has played, because you've had some scrimmages and obviously you've worked a lot in practice, but it's that first real one, and you got a really good physical test today, and I know this team was kind of pushed, and you kind of want that early in the season, right, to find out what this group of yours is made of.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about. I think we want to win every single game, but sometimes it's about coming out and just learning and realizing what some of our strengths and weaknesses are, because we always have to take positives. Today there was a lot of positives. I think, to be honest, whether it's biased or not, but I think a result, whether a tie or a win, should have came our way. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but again, we take the positives, we learn from some of our mistakes, and that's what these ranking games are for, is for us to learn and be prepared for when conference rolls around, because that's when it, you know, it really matters.
Absolutely.
Again, still disappointing to lose, but, you know, we come out with our heads held high.
Well, I won't ask you too many questions about the match, because I know you got to dive into the film still, but sure. One of the strengths of this team last year was kind of the resiliency. You know, one match in 1 week may not go your way, but 2 days later, team's back out there ready to go, and you'll have that opportunity again on Saturday.
For sure.
So how do you expect that to kind of carry over into this season? Do you expect that resilient mindset from this group?
I hope we don't have to dive into that, to be honest. Like, I hope we don't have to resort to that, because then it would mean that we're dropping one and winning one, dropping one and winning one. But I mean, this week, to be honest, I think it's an expectation. Even after the game, we spoke really quickly. And then as I was going back to the office, like, multiple guys, I think every single one that was here was going in and out of the training room, already starting that recovery, and a couple of them were like, you know, apologizing, which you should never apologize, especially not to me. And they're like, now we're going to get it back on Saturday. So the mentality and the feeling is very positive and very high at the moment. So I expect us to come out and put out a good showing on Saturday.
Now, you know, you mentioned the training and the recovery aspect. That, I'm sure, is huge, especially early in the year, because guys are still kind of building up that endurance that you'll see later in the year. But saw some cramping today, and that I'm sure is always a factor early in the year. It's maybe not 100 degrees like it has been in the past, but still, how do you coach a team through that, making sure they stay hydrated and that their bodies are able to handle the load?
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to reiterate how much that recovery, that hydration, that diet piece of everything is very crucial. Like, if they want to compete at a high level, I know a lot of these guys have, you know, future aspirations as well. You know, it's not just showing up for an hour and a half, whatever the training is, because everyone in the nation is doing that. And it's not just showing up to game and going, oh, today I'm prepared. There's a lot of other things, like, can you get adequate sleep? Can you eat well? Can you hydrate well? Can you just relax, put your feet down? You know, I understand, especially in college, like, the social life is a big factor, and you should enjoy your college life as well. But at times, can you prioritize and maybe make a couple of sacrifices here and there? And, you know, after today's showing, I think they realize that it's a bit more competitive and tougher than they maybe expected. And after today, with so many players saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, which they shouldn't. But I think they, you know, in their own heads was like, yeah, maybe I should do a little bit more, drink a little bit more water, whatever it is. So I think the mentality and the culture of this team, they'll sort it out, and that shouldn't be a factor going forward.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I'll let you go on that note. I always appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you out again on Saturday.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
That's Victor Dominguez. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back on the JetCast. A victory chat coming here with head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the first win of the season. Take me through what you saw from your team first and foremost.
I think the first 10, right, we came out a little, I think, like, oh, it's the first game, like, this counts. And so, you know, we gave up one early on a set piece, which, you know, hey, no big deal. They calmed in, they settled in the game, and, you know, Colby Ancho with a great goal on the first one. Then to get the second one from Trinity, just breaking in and finishing on the near post, like it was a good way to answer. The biggest thing we talked about at halftime is just keep the foot on the gas. We're playing to win this game, and that's what we want to do. And we did it, scored, 2 minutes into the half to go up 3-1, and then really made William Jewell have to chase us. So I thought we played well, had a couple opportunities, but then at the end, to put the little icing on the cake, Delphine's goal, just what a great way to bend the ball around the goalkeeper. Like I said, it was just a great way to play. Like I said, I thought for game one, from the back all the way to the front, everybody did a great job just doing their role, understanding what they did. We had to dig a little deeper in the bench just because it's early on, and those players came in and proved a role and provided a role, and that's what we need them to do and continue to do. And it's been a great first couple weeks from top to bottom. All the players, whether they played tonight or not, like it was just great to see us, what we've accomplished.
I wanted to kind of pick your brain on that resiliency, because you mentioned kind of that maybe first match nerves early on, you get down 1-0, but this team has kind of been there, done that through games and adversity. You know, they never seem to falter. You come right back and get, what, 4 straight goals to end the match. I mean, take me through the resiliency of this group.
Yeah, I think it's one of our seniors, Morgan Todd, you know, she said at the end of last year, right, we didn't win a game last year. She said, Coach, I want to do whatever we can to be successful. And she was definitely so selfless in what she said. And, you know, it's just a chance to push us. And I think after the first goal, I think in years past, we've just considered dropping off. And I think they just let's just pick it up. We got to pick it up. And you hear her already out there doing that. And then other players are doing it. And then you answer with 4 straight. It's just great to see that. And they know they can do that now. I think that's such a massive part, is they know they can accomplish that. Now we just got to keep rolling.
Now, you mentioned, you know, first match, and you got to kind of cycle through some players. Normally, it's, 100 degrees in your first match? It was beautiful weather tonight, but you still have, you know, those early season, cramps and trying to get the body fully conditioned because you got a long way to go. How do you kind of navigate that and make sure you're rotating players and you're not wearing them down too quick, because you got a quick turnaround to Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's, I think number one we tell them is make sure that they're hydrating and they're taking care of their bodies. Like, they need to get food in them right away. And, you know, we had a chance to meet with a nutritionist and make sure they understand it's more than just Fred and I telling them that. It's actually someone who knows what they're talking about. So it's just starting that process with them and realizing, hey, you got to continue to compete and continue to push, because injuries can happen, cramps can happen. I think we pushed some players a little bit longer than we expected to, but we also played some other players longer than we expected to for game one. So it's great to see them step in and provide that role. And so they just got to keep working on that. And that fitness will continue to grow. We'll be able to play with players longer, but we'll also be able to provide a little bit more depth and sub players in that can also continue to push us. So like I said, they just got to keep doing that and keep taking their bodies. It's a long one. It's game one. We got 17 more.
Yeah, long way to go. So I'm sure you're still kind of getting to know the group. Every year it's different, even though you've got a lot of returners from last season. How would you say this group, though, has kind of taken on the challenge of pushing forward and taking a big step forward this year? Because like you mentioned, you know, last year had its ups and downs, but you got a group that's ready to kind of improve upon that and keep building this program. So what are your early thoughts on how far they've come and, you know, what you've seen?
I love that they are such a good group of people. I think that's what carries them so far, and I think that aids in the resiliency, right? Is sometimes if you don't have that good mixture, you're going to go down one, and then it starts the arguments on the field. And I think they just have such a great relationship where they can push themselves past that. I think that was such a big part of it is, hey, look, it's okay. We're together in this. We got to keep building, and that's what I love about them is, like, they're such a great group, and they interact with Fred and I so well. Like, Fred and I are already a ball of energy to begin with, and they feed off that, and they also give that energy back. So it's great to see that they can push each other, and like I said, I think they can just continue to grow and continue to keep building.
Well, Fred, being a new addition to your coaching staff, how do you feel like your chemistry has built already? I mean, one match in, a long way to go, but it seems like you guys really kind of feed each other that energy, and you feed off of one another, but that radiates to your team.
Yeah, I think that Fred is, like, he is such an experienced coach, and he knows how to communicate with the players. He knows how to challenge them. He knows how to challenge me, but in, like, in a healthy way. I think sometimes you can have a battle with that where it's just, you know, they disagree with each other, or one disagrees with the other one, and then they, like, it just doesn't work. I love how, you know, we were able to work together, and if he disagrees with something, we talk about in the office. We try to, our biggest thing is, if we can't tell each other how we do it or why we do it, then we probably need to go the other route. And the same thing we tell the players, this is why we do it, but if we can't explain it, then we probably shouldn't do it. So that's just kind of our thing as a coaching staff and with the players, and it works out great. Like I said, I could disappear and he could coach the team just fine. Like I said, he's another head coach on the staff, and that's what's great about him.
Well, I hope you don't disappear anytime soon. I like talking to you. But great environment tonight as well. Great crowd. It felt like the energy really kind of helped get the team going early on and work through some of those early nerves that we talked about. What can you say about the environment tonight?
I love Wilkins Field. I know sometimes it gets a bad rap, but you know, part of it is our players, like, they put effort into the field. Like, we as coaches, us and the men's team, like, we put effort in the field, and it's home. I think that's the big thing, is the players know the effort. They've seen Fred out here mowing, they've seen me mowing, they've seen the men's staff mowing. So I think it's a great environment. It's off a highway. I was so used to coaching next to a highway for most of my life, and so I enjoy it. I think we take care of it. You know, it's not the best, but hey, it's home, and that's what matters. And so we take pride in that, and that's what matters.
Love it. Well, last thing I got, maybe a little on a personal note for you, but not only the win to start the season, but I know it's your late mother's birthday, you mentioned on social media. How cool is it to get a win like this, maybe for a birthday present for mom?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have a video of when I won a regional title when I was at Wichita East on the boys' side. And it's a video of her, like, because she didn't understand phones very well. And she's taking a video. You don't really know. And it's me giving her a hug and her saying she's so proud of me. And so I just picture that voice. And the one thing I told them before the game, because a lot of them knew, is just like, look, the best advice my mom ever gave me was have some fun. And so we left with that. And like I said, I think she'd be happy. Like I said, I'm gonna miss her a lot, but I'm proud of what she taught me. And I hope that I can continue to make her happy and continue to ride this train as long as we can.
We got a long ride to go, Coach.
We do.
Congratulations on the win. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
That's Dylan Gruntzel. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Jackson Schneider visiting with Delphine Sosu after a Newman win 4-1 tonight to open the season. Delphine, you had two goals, played absolutely incredible offensively. Tell me a little bit about what you saw out there on the pitch tonight.
I would say it's been a teamwork. Everybody put in the work, and I can honestly say that despite the goals, it wasn't an individual effort. Everybody put in the work, and yeah, so proud of the team.
Absolutely. Very good team effort. I mean, Trinity scored and Emma scored as well in the first half. So you're getting a lot of different pieces in the scorebook. But at the same time, there's a lot that goes into those goals offensively, right? What do you see from your team in terms of how much they've improved over the last few months?
I would say it's been work in progress for us. This is just the beginning, but I believe that it's been really consistent from everybody. Everybody has been putting in the work from the very first day of preseason to where we are currently. And I believe that, I mean, we can only keep improving from here. So I believe we are going to get better, you know. Yeah.
Well, big steps forward. I mean, four goals is a great night any night, right? But for that to be the first match and to come when you go down 1-0 early, how did you see your team kind of bounce back from that slow start maybe tonight?
I would say the mental piece, it's something we decided to take care of. It's part of our brand to focus on the things that we can take care of. Goals are going to happen in the game, but it's about how we react after that. So we decided to stick to the fact that, hey, it's already happened, but let's focus on what is next. And we decided to bounce back from the one goal down to being able to win the game. So, yeah. Really proud.
Very, very exciting start to the season, and I know you get right back to it on Saturday. But tell me a little bit about what goes into the training and the recovery for Saturday.
I believe we have an amazing coaching staff and the medical staff that are really helping us through the recovery. I know it's a limited time for us to recover and get ready for the next game, but I believe that we're going to take care of ourselves as much as we can. Taking care of ourselves has been one of the main things for us, because if we're not fit, we're not taking care of ourselves, it's going to be hard for us to be the best on the field. So we're going to rest tonight, do recovery tomorrow, and take it from there.
All right, the last thing I got to know, you know, this group has only been on campus for a couple of weeks, but it feels like you've worked really hard. What is the biggest thing this team has to improve upon as you go into the next few matches?
I would say we just want to stick to our brand, okay? We want to play physical soccer. We want to be able to listen to the coaching staff, because we believe they're really experienced and they know what they're doing. So sticking together as a team, being united and working through every single thing, we want to take care of the little things we can take care of and let the game decide at the end of the day. So we're just going to stick to that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Delphine Sosu. Jets win 4-1. Back with more on the JetCast right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Final segment on our show today here on the Pneuma Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider. Really enjoyed catching up with both our head coaches, Dylan Grunzel and Victor Dominguez, and also a quick catch-up with Delphine Sosu, who was phenomenal in that win over William Jewell Thursday night at Wilkins Field. Again, two goals for her in a team effort. Emma Colby and Trinity Perry both got in the scorebook as well for the Jets in their first victory of the season, and really, really fun environment for that doubleheader, the men and then the women to follow it up. It was a great crowd, great turnout, beautiful weather as well. We haven't talked enough about the beautiful weather we've had here in Wichita of late. Normally it's about 100 degrees this time of year, but it was in the 70s and picture perfect out there on Thursday night. But let's take a look at some things starting with Friday. And at the time of this recording, I've got some great news to break to you. The Newman women's volleyball team is 1-0 to start the season. They went down to Wichita Falls, Texas to compete in the Midwestern State Invitational, and their first win of the season came against the same school that the women's soccer team defeated on Thursday night in William Jewell College, and Newman swept the Cardinals in their season opener down in Texas in an incredible showing, 25-21, 25-10, and 25-22, an incredible second set and the first win in the Newman Mike McNeil era. Coach McNeil with his first victory as head coach of the Jets. And some impressive statistical days as well for the Jets. Isabella Lamb led Newman with 11 kills. Sky Miller had 9. Hannah Timmits had 8. Sky Miller, 5 aces in the match as well for Newman. They were led in assists by Madeline Hoot, the primary setter. She had 34 assists in the win. And then Brooklyn Lane continues to be a incredible defender, 14 digs for her in the win. Sky Miller had 9 as well, and Hannah Timmits 7 more. The Jets 1-0 on the season, and they will play their second match down in Wichita Falls coming up Friday night, 7:30 tentative start time, as they take on Oklahoma Christian. The team will also be in action Saturday with an 11 a.m. first serve at Midwestern State, the host school of this tournament. They'll also take on Southeastern Oklahoma State Saturday at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, Saturday that is, 8 a.m. here in Wichita, both men's and women's cross country will start their seasons off as they compete at the Wichita State J.K. Gold Classic. Looking forward to Coach McVicker's squad getting on the course and getting rolling for their season. Also, men's soccer will be back in action at home Saturday at 1 o'clock. They will host Oklahoma Christian, and we'll have live video coverage available on the MIAA network. And finally, Saturday at 3 o'clock, the women's soccer team will take to the road for the first time, and they will match up with Southwest Baptist in Bolivar, Missouri. And there will be live video and live stats available as well for that match. And you can find the links at NewmanJets.com, or like I mentioned earlier in the show, you can download that Newman Jets app. Then into next week, men's and women's golf will both be in action Monday and Tuesday. The men's team will head to Warrensburg, Missouri, and they'll golf at the Mule for 2 days, while the women's team will head down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they will compete in the NSU Women's Classic hosted by Northeastern State. That'll be again Monday and Tuesday, September 8th and 9th. And finally, Tuesday afternoon, right back here in Wichita, the rivalry, I guess, that's blooming between Newman and William Jewell will see its third matchup in just a few short days, as the men's soccer team for the Jets will play host to William Jewell. Again, that'll be on Tuesday, September 9th, 4 o'clock, and there will be live video feed on the MIAA network for that as well. And then little bonus for you. Next Thursday, men's and women's soccer both in action, but on the road, as women's soccer will head to Weatherford, Oklahoma. They'll take on Southwestern Oklahoma State at 4 o'clock, and men's soccer down to Wichita Falls. They'll take on Midwestern State at 7 p.m. As always, if you want to take a look at each sports schedule individually or take a look to plan ahead in the future, go to NewmanJets.com/calendar or to, again, that Newman Jets app. That is just about going to wrap up our show today here on the JetCast. Again, big shout out to our guests as always, Victor Dominguez, the head men's soccer coach here at Newman, then the women's team head coach in Dylan Grunzel, and of course, women's soccer student athlete Delphine Sosu. Great to catch up with all of them after our first home events of 2025. And we'll have plenty more to look forward to on our show next week. We'll talk some volleyball and get their season started. As again, we mentioned, they're 1-0 and just out of the gates, but we'll get to get a deep dive in the volleyball program with Coach McNeil next week. So we look forward to that. But as always, I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.